Chapter 2. Zoe. Though he didn't know it, Captain Levi needn't have worried about how to break the news to Zoe. She had spent the entirety of the case stood waiting outside the doors, shifting from foot to foot. Mike kept glancing at her from the corner of his eye, waiting for her to either calm down or finally burst with excitement. He didn't have to wait too long. The doors slammed open to reveal several leading members of the Wallist religion. Zoe wonders, for a moment, who precisely had thought up that name. Because, really? Storming out with identical thunderous expressions marring their faces. Zoe can barely contain herself. Really? She supposes she ought to wait for the commander and captain to leave the courtroom. She ought to ask for a detailed description of the vent. And she ought to wait for some form of debrief before retiring to her temporary quarters to plan. So, naturally, she does none of these things. Instead, she turns to Mike with a smile so wide that he shrinks away from her, glancing around nervously for her source of joy. "Tell Levi and Erwin I'm sorry," she tells him, already turning to head down the corridor as more disgruntled faces flood out of the courtroom. "I've got to start planning!" Her footsteps echo through the stone corridors as she all but races through the inevitable labyrinth towards her current accommodation. Already, her mind is dashing on ahead, making plans and then revising them, devising strategy after strategy after strategy. Though, in truth, with limited information available on Jaeger, just about any plan she comes up with has an equal chance of success. Not that that matters right now. Right now, there's still the logistics of containing an abnormal type 15-meter-class Titan in a way that will pose the least threat to Jaeger, the soldiers charged with guarding him, and any civilians that may or may not be nearby. It is no secret that the Scouting Legion have any number of isolated bases throughout the interior of Wall Rose, but it is not uncommon for traveling groups of families or workers to stumble across them, something that could prove dangerous both to the humans involved and even to Jaeger himself. Then there is the simple issue of transporting him. Whilst it would be easy enough with a team of horses to carry or even drag Jaeger back, given the incredible low density of Titans, there is no knowing how he might react to such modes of transport. From what she has already managed to glean from the reports, not only is Jaeger remarkably strong compared to other Titans of a similar size class, and what's more, he has a basic grasp on how to effectively utilize that strength. Should he prove to be uncooperative, or even aggressive in a worst-case scenario, then they will have little chance of quickly subduing him. Truthfully, too much about Jaeger remains unknown for Zoe to fully strategize and plan for every eventuality, and so, at this stage, her greater concern is bringing him back to this side of Wall Rose. Though he has already proved himself capable of scaling the walls under his own power, Zoe seriously doubts she'll be able to turn him loose long enough to witness such a feat herself. More's the pity. Despite his weight, his sheer size makes manually lifting him over the wall horrifically impractical. But beyond that, the only option Zoe can conceive of is simply wheeling him through the gates, something that is sure to cause a stir amongst the still-paranoid upper-class inner wall fools. It is fortunate, she supposes, that the majority of the civilians of Wall Rose have started hailing Jaeger as an unsung hero in the Battle of Trost. At least they will meet little opposition there. Such concerns, though, are pushed to the back of her mind for now. She throws open the door to her quarters and immediately begins digging through the pile of paperwork at the foot of her bed. Levi would drop down dead of an apoplexy if he could see the state of it, but he learned his lesson many years ago. Nowadays, he refuses to come within a 5-meter radius of whatever she happens to be using as her room at the time. It takes her some time. When not cataloging experiments, her system of filing is surprisingly disorganized. Before she comes across the map she had started marking out 4 years ago. Across it, there are hundreds of small crosses, each numbered, the majority of them focused in clumps around heavily wooded areas, and areas known to contain a great number of Titans. She has been collecting eyewitness reports regarding Jaeger for years now, and marking off each location that he had been spotted out, trying to isolate a pattern in his behavior. It had taken a while, but she had eventually noticed that, despite sticking mainly to the giant forests located throughout the interior of Wall Maria, he could be drawn out into the plains by increased Titan activity, or even exceptionally loud, large groups of humans. Zoe isn't one of the lucky ones that have had an opportunity to see him up close, but like many of the Scouting Legion, she's been able to spot him from a distance on several separate occasions. It's almost enough to make her scream in mingled joy and frustration. What a magnificent specimen he is, though. She can remember seeing him for the first time, almost 3 years ago, close to the breach in Wall Maria, made by the armored Titan. It had been close to dusk when she had turned and caught sight of him purely by chance. In all of his glory, rising from where he had stooped to step through the hole, leaving Shinganshina. What he had been doing there, she can't even begin to hypothesize. But on returning to his full height, he had thrown back his head to shriek at the sky. The sound was near deafening, and she remembers Levi muttering about how fortunate they were that the sound didn't draw in every Titan in a 50-kilometer radius. She had never before, nor has she since, heard anything like it. All she can do is hope that she won't have to wait much longer before she can hear it again. In all her years in the Scouting Legion, Zoe is hard-pressed to think of a time when she was more grateful for Levi's occasional unconventional methods of operation. Requesting that Armin and Mikasa be present when beginning the search for Jaeger may have seemed foolish to members of their squads. Apparently, the search would begin with only the two squads, and should that prove insufficient, the number would gradually increase. But certainly no one could deny their effectiveness at finding him. Their explanation of, "We saw him head this way after Trost, and there's a giant forest in this direction, right?" was more than a little hand-wavy, something that should be addressed at a later date. Couldn't have them concealing any important information from her. Oh no! But their instincts had proved spot on. Although they had been living in close quarters for several weeks now, whilst the abandoned HQ was prepared for the arrival of Jaeger, Armin and Mikasa have yet to even attempt to come out of their shells around members of the Scouting Legion. The closest that Zoe has seen to them being comfortable and happy is when they are able to steal a few moments alone in the corner of the dining room, heads bent together, talking in hushed tones. Despite this, their aid tracking Jaeger has been invaluable, and so Zoe can't get too mad at them for wanting some time with one another. They seem to be close friends, after all, and she can only imagine how overwhelming this entire situation must seem to them. Now, though, perched 20 meters above the ground in the branches of a giant, what is this, a fir tree? She makes a note to look into it later. See if Jaeger has any preferences regarding the forests he chooses to hide in. Both Armin and Mikasa seem perfectly at ease. They, like everyone else on this mission, are watching Jaeger make his way across the plain ahead. His steps are slow, almost labored, as though the strain of his enormous frame has become too much for him. But Zoe knows that should the urge strike him, he can sprint as well as any. Slowly, his great head turns first one way, then the other, as though he is watching and waiting for something. That something is quick to arrive. A small cluster of Titans, apparently drawn by Jaeger's slow and seemingly vulnerable state. It is bizarre that Titans, even abnormals, should gang up on another Titan this way. But the behavior of the four Titans loping towards Jaeger isn't what makes her breath catch. No, what makes her breath catch is Jaeger's absolutely stunning form as he pivots on one heel, his fist smashing into the face of a 7-meter class as soon as it gets close enough, all signs of lethargy gone from his frame. Even at this distance, she can see the triumphant way he tosses back his head whilst waiting for the three remaining Titans to catch up. It seems that they either have no concept of danger or have chosen to simply ignore it, because none of them have slowed down. Jaeger roars as one of the Titans runs straight into his kick, its head flying from its shoulders to land somewhere to the left of the battle. Zoe can't do anything but watch in rapt fascination as Jaeger wastes no time in destroying the stump of the neck. "Displays a clear knowledge of a Titan's weak spot," she mutters to herself. It had been mentioned in one of the numerous reports regarding the Battle for Trost, but even so, she'll willingly admit that she is absolutely blown away by Jaeger. Quickly, she thinks back, trying to remember what other snippets had been mentioned that she may be able to witness. But before she has a chance, Jaeger beats her to it. "Utilizing rudimentary battle tactics," she gasps, as Jaeger throws one of the Titans into the only other left alive, neutralizing them both long enough for him to finish them off. "Shut the fuck up," comes a soft, warning voice from above. Zoe grins to herself. Levi is always more grumpy on missions when sitting around and waiting. When she glances up, though, she can see that he is just as focused on Jaeger as everyone else present, no matter how much they may protest that he doesn't care. Eventually, once Jaeger is satisfied that there is no way for the four Titans to regenerate, he turns and ambles in their direction, his gait almost casual. As he draws closer, Zoe is finally able to pick out his features, and she has to bite her lip to stop herself from laughing aloud in pure glee. His face reflects his differences as much as anything else about him, it seems. He is unlike any Titan she has seen before. His lean, muscular frame is a testament to his fighting prowess. Though not as bulky as some of the Titans she has seen, he has the smallest fat ratio of any Titan she has studied, and his proportions are wonderfully close to human. Perhaps it will make him heavier than anticipated, but she can't bring herself to care. She can't wait to get her hands on him. From above her, there is a sound like a raven. Hold. By now she is almost quivering, watching each ground-eating stride that Jaeger takes with an almost indecent eagerness. The raven's croak comes again. Wait for my signal. She tenses, waiting, waiting, and Jaeger is almost close enough now to reach via 3DMG, but they have to allow him to move into the center of their trap. Just a few more steps, a couple more. "Now!" Levi hollers from his position in the branches above her. Zoe throws herself forwards, trusting in her 3DMG to catch her, and in her squad mates to be in their correct positions. She lets out a gust of air when her left wire attaches safely to its mark, leaving her suspended and steady. Jaeger spins, the sudden appearance of so many humans shocking him into stillness. Zoe can see Levi about to give the second order, and she tenses in preparation, but he never gets the chance. Despite being surrounded by humans, Jaeger recovers quickly from his surprise and lets out an ear-splitting howl, plucking furiously at the wires that hold them safely up. Immediately, Zoe triggers the release for her left wire, swinging back around to her branch. All around her, she can see her squad mates doing the same. The first plan had failed, it seems, and she swears as she prepares her blades for the second plan, tears stinging at the corners of her eyes. She had hoped that they wouldn't have to resort to this, but before the second plan can be implemented, she sees a flash of movement. "Shit!" she hears Levi shout. But it is already too late. Armin and Mikasa have swung in around Jaeger. Mikasa's movements are almost too quick to follow. And though Armin's are slightly slower, it seems that he is the one leading her. Zoe remembers from the reports that Armin's specialty is tactics, particularly under stressful conditions. This certainly qualifies under that. Muscles tense, she prepares herself to jump in and help them, or cover them if necessary. But her concern seems unwarranted. Now that he is no longer surrounded, Jaeger has stilled, and he watches the two bright blurs in front of him. Mikasa's burgundy scarf catches the wind and billows behind her like a sail, while Armin's gold hair shines in the mottled sunlight streaming through the trees. Jaeger seems fascinated by them, eyes tracking their movements back and forth. It is something that Zoe has never seen before in a Titan, yet Jaeger seems perfectly capable of focusing on the two humans before him. One of his hands begins to lift. but he is not given a chance to complete the movement. Fire! Levi yells. Zoe closes her eyes. She can't bring herself to watch as Jaeger's joints are immobilized. This is the more humane option, she tells herself again and again, even as she listens to Jaeger's pained grunts and desperate attempts at struggling. She lets herself down to the forest floor eventually, to aid in restraining him. But he has stilled again and puts up no resistance when they bind him with specially designed steel cables. Levi steps forward once Jaeger is securely tied up, almost close enough to reach out and touch. Jaeger's eyes follow the movement closely. They are a bright, burning green up close, the pupils dilated in the poor light at the forest floor. All is quiet for a few moments before Levi snorts. I expected more of a fight from you, he says. He sounds disappointed. Great billows of steam escape Jaeger's jaws as he huffs, eyes narrowing as he stares at the corporal. Already there are uncomfortable murmurs from the members of Levi's squad, but he is either oblivious or he simply ignores them, leaning closer. He keeps his hands tucked behind his back, as far away from Jaeger's bloodstained face as he can. Jaeger watches him, going almost cross-eyed as he tries to focus on the human before him. Zoe can see Levi's mouth moving, can hear him muttering something, but it is lost to the sound of Jaeger's great, heavy breaths. Nonetheless, it almost looks as though Jaeger is listening. Eventually, Levi nods to himself and straightens up, turning to walk away. There is a cry of warning as Jaeger opens his mouth, exposed teeth bloody and sharp, jaw creaking as he does so. But Levi does not bother turning back as Jaeger screams at him. He waits until the sound has stopped, lip curling as he turns to glare over his shoulder at Jaeger, who glares back defiantly. Your breath is foul, Levi says at last. Something will have to be done about that. He turns and walks away.